102.1 and 105.3, The Shark. Here are three things you need to know.
Thanks, X-Man. Your Shark Bites brought to you by Jimmy's Jazz and Blues Club online at jimmysoncongress.com. Your weather forecast for today, it's going to be a heat advisory all day today, 92 for a high. There are some places that are going to get it worse than others, and I'll run those down for you coming up right around 6:30. Tomorrow, a little bit cooler, but not much, 89 for a high with scattered showers here and there. Dan Alexander is in the Shark News Tank. What's going on in Concord, Dan?
Sarah, one person died in an apartment fire on Manchester Street in Concord Tuesday evening. State Fire Marshal Sean Toomey said the fire started around 6:30 with callers to 911 reporting a woman trapped on the second floor. Firefighters brought the flames described as intense under control about 90 minutes later and found the body of an adult woman on the second floor. Her identity was not disclosed pending an autopsy. No firefighters were injured while battling the fire in 90 degree heat.
Wow, it was hot, that's for sure. Thanks, Dan. Well, remember, the Route 1 lift bridge between Portsmouth and Kittery is going to be closed today for an inspection by the Maine DOT. The inspection of mechanical components of the Sarah Long Bridge will be done between 9 a.m. and 3 p.m. today. Traffic is going to be rerouted, so if you're going that way, just be aware of that. Coming up, specific towns for that heat advisory. You want to be careful today. Drink lots of water. That's coming up at 6:30 on 102.1 and 105.3 The Shark. 102.1 and 105.3 The Shark. Good morning. It's a hoo-wee hot day today.
God, this is so hot.
It's the combination of the heat and moisture.
I can't think of any fault in her as a hot mom.
I feel like I'm going to pass out.
Forget about the heat.
It's 105 degrees.
Heat doesn't bother me at all.
This heat.
A relationship filled with heat and passion.
What is the hot gossip?
There was no food, no heat.
Bring the heat.
Gonna get pretty hot around here in a minute.
She's just hot.
Be your hot mama self.
Yeah, it's going to be a hot one today, that's for sure. There is a heat advisory for many towns in New Hampshire. It's going to be to the west of us for some towns, but some on the seacoast. But to the west of us, towns like Bedford, Goffstown, Merrimack, Milford, those areas. In Rockingham County, more to the east, though, Exeter, Epping, Fremont, not Portsmouth, however, and not Hampton. The heat advisory is not listed. However, everybody's going to be hot today. I mean, my goodness, the humidity is going to continue to build. And the heat index value could be up to 98 today. Wow. Take precautionary actions in this intense heat. As always, drink plenty of fluids, even if you don't feel thirsty. Water is the best thing for your body. Gatorade isn't bad either. Stay in a cool, air-conditioned room today. Stay out of the sun. It's only going to intensify the heat in your body. And check up on relatives, neighbors, and, of course, your pets. Don't leave them home without the air conditioning on. Keep the air conditioning on for your pets. Coming up just after 8 o'clock, those tickets for Styx, Don Felder, and REO Speedwagon. Well, Kevin Cronin, that is. That's coming up. All you have to do is play the brain strain. So just put this number in your phone. You should already have it right there on the Shark app. 603-743-1053. 102.1 and 105.3 The Shark. Good morning. Here's Jim Gaffigan. Talking about how hot it was in Vegas when he went last summer.
Last summer, I was in Las Vegas. It was 114 degrees. 114 degrees. You can actually hear the sun at that point. It didn't feel safe. I was like, are we supposed to be here? 114. Like, you're never at a friend's house. You're warm in here. Yeah, I set the thermostat to 114. That's how I like it. I'm part lizard. Thermostats don't even go up that high. Meat thermometers do. It was 114 degrees, which was shocking, but not as shocking as how casually Las Vegas residents just went about their day in that heat. It was like, you're like, let's play Frisbee. Time to walk the dog. I was like, get inside. The earth is on fire. For God's forgiveness. You've obviously angered him. That's why Vegas is called Sin City. It's the same temperature as hell.
114 is less than hot yoga. If you've ever been in a hot yoga studio, those studios can get up to like 120. Yeah, it's debilitating for some, but others love it. I am one who just loves hot yoga. I don't know if I would want to stay there all day, but anyway, do be careful. We've got some precautions on beating this heat right there on the Shark app. Thanks for being here, my friend.
102.1 and 105.3, The Shark. Here are three things you need to know.
X-Men, thank you so much. First and foremost, the weather forecast for today. It's going to be hot and humid. There is a heat advisory for several New Hampshire towns. We've got all that information right there on the Shark app. Your Shark Bites brought to you by Jimmy's Jazz and Blues Club, online at jimmysoncongress.com. Dan Alexander is in the Shark News Tank. What's going on in Concord, Dan?
Sarah, one person died in an apartment fire on Manchester Street in Concord Tuesday evening. State Fire Marshal Sean Toomey said the fire started around 6:30 with callers to 911 reporting a woman trapped on the second floor. Firefighters brought the flames, described as intense, under control about 90 minutes later and found the body of an adult woman on the second floor. Her identity was not disclosed pending an autopsy. No firefighters were injured while battling the fire in 90-degree heat.
All right. Thank you, Dan.
I think you've had enough coffee.
Well, the National Weather Service has put out a warning in areas with extreme heat to avoid coffee. What is this? They say it can make you dehydrated in the heat. They also say to avoid meals with high-protein alcohol and coffee. Come on now. I am what you say. Screwed today because I drink coffee and I eat a lot of protein. So maybe I ought to switch up my diet today. I don't think there's a chance of that. But anyway, yeah, don't leave kids or pets in cars, of course, and leave the air conditioning on for all of those things. Kids, pets, old people. Leave the AC on. It's 102.1 and 105.3, The Shark. Have you ever thought to yourself, how did Jeff Bezos get so rich? It's 102.1 and 105.3, The Shark. Good morning to you. I'm Sarah Sullivan. And it was all because of an idea. Jeff Bezos, this is the anniversary, actually, of the 30th anniversary of Amazon launching an online bookstore. Wow. Here is a very, very early interview with CEO Jeff Bezos.
I'm Jeff Bezos. I'm the founder of Amazon.com. 3 years ago, came across the startling statistic that web usage was growing at 2,300% a year. So I decided I would try and find a business plan that made sense in the context of that growth. And I picked books as the first best product to sell online after making a list of like 20 different products that you might be able to sell. And books were great as the first best because books are incredibly unusual in one respect, and that is that there are more items in the book category than there are items in any other category by far.
Well, there you go. You know, it all came down to an idea. That's it. He just had an idea and he went with it. There are local bookstores, though. There's nothing better than a local bookstore in my eyes. Read More Books and Brews in Portsmouth. I have never been there. It says it opens at 11 o'clock today, and I'm hoping to go later on today before Shark in the Park. Annie's Bookstop in Rochester, that's another place that I need to visit. The one that I frequent a lot, though, is Water Street Bookstore in Exeter. That opens at 9 o'clock this morning. Support your local bookstores. They're just the coolest places around, and they get extra points if they have a cat. It's 102.1 and 105.3, The Shark. It's only rock and roll, but you and me, we like it. It's 102.1 and 105.3, The Shark. I'm Sarah Sullivan. A little while ago, I played a clip from an early interview with Jeff Bezos. He's the founder of Amazon.com. I have a lot of feelings about Amazon, and maybe you do too. But hey, it all started with an idea. And the same guy, on kind of the same level, I would say, as Jeff Bezos, is Walt Disney. As far as big ideas go, maybe not, you know, maybe that's where their commonalities stop. But anyway, Disneyland unveiled a new animatronic Walt Disney, and it's really impressive. It has a lot more movement than the ones in the past. And here is some of what Walt says.
You know, there's a lot of satisfaction in developing ideas into realities, but there's really no secret about our approach. We keep moving forward, opening up new doors, doing new things, because we're curious. And curiosity keeps leading us down new paths. We're always exploring and experimenting. We're interested in doing things that are fun, in bringing pleasure and especially laughter to people. But I only hope that we never lose sight of one thing. It was all started by a mouse.
It was all started by a mouse. So true. If you have that big idea, why not explore it today? You know, it's hot. You're inside, maybe just chilling out, trying to chill out. Maybe make that dream of yours come true. Coming up just after 8 o'clock, Don Felder tickets. He was a founding member of the Eagles. Kevin Cronin's REO Speedwagon and Styx. That is on the way just after 8 on 102.1 and 105.3 The Shark. There he is, Train, Mr. Perfect. It's 102.1 and 105.3 The Shark. I'm Sarah Sullivan. Thank you so much for being here. Time now to strain your brain. You don't need morning coffee. You got me. On the line, we get a pair of tickets for Styx, Don Felder, founding member of the Eagles, and Kevin Cronin of REO Speedwagon. All you got to do is answer this question. 13% of people who shoplift, that's not you or me, I realize, but 13% of people who do this steal this. What is it? Now, 13%, so that's, you got to think of something that would not be too common because it's only 13%, right? And it's, I will give you a hint, it is something that, it's a personal hygiene thing. That's your hint for today. 603-743-1053, 13% of people who shoplift steal this, and it's something to do with personal hygiene. Give it a shot. 603-743-1053. Good luck. Hi, my little friend Gwenny Gwen. Hi. That's what she says. She's going to be two coming up on, I don't know, October. Anyway, that doesn't matter. I mean, she matters, but you know what I'm saying. We're playing the brain strain. 13% of people who shoplift steal this. What is it? Good morning. What's your name?
This is Paul.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Good. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. What's your guess this morning?
Is it teeth whitener?
Is it what?
Teeth whitening toothpaste.
What the heck? How did you ever get that?
I've never stolen that myself.
It's okay. You can admit just things to me. This is a safe space, Paul. There's nobody else listening. I'll be your little confession booth, if you like.
All right.
But yes, you are correct. Teeth whitener is the correct answer. Yeah. Congratulations, Paul.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Awesome. Where are you calling from?
I'm in Exeter now, but I'm from Lee.
All right. And you're on your way to work in Exeter?
Yeah, pulled into work.
Yeah, what do you do there?
I'm a head maintenance technician at Exeter Housing Authority.
Oh, no kidding. All right, very good. Yeah. Man, when people need you, when something breaks, do you get those panic calls?
Sometimes.
Like what?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So what's the biggest thing that gets people riled up? It's got to be like a water main break or something.
Water main break, clogged toilets, things like that.
Yeah. Well, God bless you and the work you do, Paul.
Well, thank you very much. God bless you too.
All right. You hang on just one second, okay?
All right.
I'm telling you, if you're toilet is plugged, or you got a water main break or something, Paul is a hero. Paul is the hero of the day. I'm just declaring it right now. So, yeah, teeth whitening is the answer to the brain strain. Congratulations. I think we have one more pair of tickets to give away tomorrow for the show on Friday night at Bank NH. It's going to be one heck of a show. I'm going to be there because Don Felder, founder of the Eagles. Yeah, buddy. The last song is going to be Hotel California. I'm giving that away right now because, you know, that's pretty obviously, and I'm not missing it. So, yeah, thanks for playing. We've got the Shark Yacht Rock Song of the Day coming up next on 102.1 and 105.3. Say it with me. The Shark.